You ready? You ready? You ready? You ready? You ready? You ready? Brown holy water pouring out of the bottle. Like, share, comment, got it, and then follow. Black Lives, yeah, that's the franchise. Pull up every Sunday at 7 and get baptized. Brown holy water pouring out of the bottle. Like, share, comment, got it, and then follow. Black Lives, yeah, that's the franchise. Pull up every Sunday at 7 and get baptized. You ready? You ready?
Welcome to another edition of Brown Holy Water. It's your boy Handsome Lie in the building. My man Black Success is on vacation. If y'all haven't noticed, the panel is fully stocked with beautiful women here. Our beautiful women of Brown Holy Water. Ladies, ladies, please introduce yourself. Let the people know what's going on with you.
I'll go first. Skylandish, what's up? Here again. I was here last week. A week ago, here to stay.
That's right. Tell you family, baby.
Miss Georgie, singer-songwriter.
That's it?
Yeah.
We gotta come up with a better. You family now, man. Get creative.
I'll get creative next time.
Right. It's Makeisha. Oh, by y'all, Tanya, BGT, BG, whatever you want to call me. But I'm here to stay.
And that completes the panel today, man. It was Brown Holy Water. It was fun. We about to end this show quick today.
Wow.
Since I got all these beautiful women with me today, I have to address a big women's topic. You know, a couple of women inboxed me, text me, because I had a show earlier. We talked about good pussy. You know, what is good pussy? You know what I'm saying? All that. So,
not God.
This is the show for the ladies, y'all. Y'all could drop y'all comments and explain what y'all feel is this topic. We're going to talk about good dick. What is good dick? Is it
last.
The length? Is it the girth? Hey, you know what I'm saying? Listen, is it the length? Is it the girth? Is it the stroke? Is it the curve? Like,
interesting.
We got a panel full of experts.
Oh.
They all experience, you know, at least... two penises. I'm gonna give them all two, at least two in their life. So, please, what is good dick? Oh, don't answer all at one time, ladies.
I would say
you gonna start it off.
Yeah, I started off because everybody is stuttering. I would say it's the motion.
You like dick? Everybody.
Yo, you horrible. Yes,
no,
I
everybody
do.
Think you. Oh, all right.
Only.
Oh, only. That's what's, yo, jump in the DMs, y'all.
I would say it's the motion. How somebody, the connection, the vibe, how somebody, you know what I mean? Stroke.
It's just but, a stroke?
So
the size has nothing to do with good dick?
The size can have something to do with it. I mean, I've had somebody who had good size, but not a good stroke. So, I mean.
It was trash.
Yeah.
So.
She's trying to tell you that you was trash.
When you met somebody and you was like, damn, he had good dick. It was just. The stroke to
it was
you?
It was the stroke. It was the foreplay. It was the whole situation. Like, the whole situation within itself. Because, like I said, I've had somebody who...
We ain't talking about good, like, overall sex. Just sex. Good
well,
dick.
I would say the stroke. I would definitely say
just
the stroke.
Just the stroke?
Yes.
Okay. Let me save you. I know you're the sex expert.
For me, I feel like it's the creativity and the stamina.
Stamina.
Right. Stamina.
I'm gonna
say that.
Don't clap. You didn't say stamina.
No,
well, I need two good dance moves, and I'm good. I don't need no stamina
it's hard
for
to
you.
Explain the situation.
Oh, nah.
Not so much. I mean, the stroke and the stamina go hand in hand, but I think the stamina could outdo the stroke because I work out, so I could go for a while. You know what I'm saying? If you start sweating and you out of breath after two good strokes, then it's whack. Like,
but is it sometime too long? Like, no, it could it be sometime sure, too one, long? Like,
well, okay.
You got no one to...
If you're not a 2-3 minute man, which I don't haven't really experienced.
That's a long time in between. Like, you're watching a show and then you get 2 minutes of commercial, you be tight.
Yeah. Like,
right?
Like, if you ain't nothing within the 2 minute commercials, then
you trying to get back to
then
our
it
show.
Better be only one. I'm not trying to go rounds, really. Like, I'm not a round person. I'm not that person. So, you know, just give me one good
so
shot.
So your definition of good dick is, you just say stroke and stamina.
Stamina and it was stamina and I said something else.
Stroke?
The stroke goes into the, she said stroke. I said,
you said the creativity.
And creativity, yes.
What do you mean creativity?
When I say creativity, I mean position. Like, do you know your positions? Oh. Like, do you, are you, like, can you, you know what I'm saying? Like, first of all, I usually, like, personally, with my man, we talked about sex before. Like, we didn't have sex for a good amount of months before. Like, we talked about it.
Why you was on Steve Harvey rule?
Yes, I actually read the book.
What?
And even though people try to play Steve Harvey, I highly suggest you read that book because he's had a lot of failed marriages, so he does have some type of insight. Even though they try to play him, I understand where he's coming from. However, I definitely...
Ladies, don't wait 90 days. Don't listen to that shit.
90 days is exactly how long.
Never
I
wait 90 days. And they go wait 90
and
days, fuck you and leave
I'm
you.
Because I'm engaged, so wait 90 days. Make them wait. Now.
Don't wait.
Sip tea. But
it only works on white guys.
But no, So I would say definitely the creativity. Like, we talked about it, so he knew what positions I like before we actually had sex, which was very important because you already have a cutting edge going into what I like, so you could stroke better and your stamina.
So yeah, I had like a
sometimes.
So you had like an interview. Like, listen, before we do this is what I like.
No,
so don't try to pull my
really,
hair. Don't try
I
to do this.
I think communication is really important because you don't want to go like
trial and error is better.
No, some people got whack ass foreplay, right? They don't know how to eat pussy. Like, it just
you can
is what
teach
it is.
Them,
and you can teach them by talking to them, by talking them through it, like dead ass. I think people don't. But women
some people,
aren't
nah,
used
some
to
dudes just don't
want to
do
teaching
it.
Men what
but it's
to
all
do.
About how you teach.
Yeah,
it's like some women
don't
want
like to.
Some women
don't
want
like
to
be
suck.
You gotta manipulate the situation and make they don't think that you're teaching them. That's how it works.
And believe me, it's worked.
Yes,
definitely worked.
Hey, you got a ring, baby. I already know. Bad girl. Now we got the stroke. We got creativity and stamina. What do you affiliate with good dick?
I think.
Describe it.
For me, good dick is all about how you naturally feel me out. And I'm so. Let me finish.
I ain't even cut you off, baby. Because,
like, in my experience, like, there's some people, like, they talk a good game. Mm-hmm. And you hear them describe certain things, whatever, and you get with them is like, or you can hear through the grapevine from somebody who had them before, like, oh my God, this person's so amazing. And then you get with them and it's like, that was it? Like, this is what y'all had me hyped for. And I think a lot of that comes from everybody's built different sexually. Like, what might turn you on and get you going or keep going for hours could not be for me.
Absolutely.
A man with good dick knows how to feel that shit out. You know what I'm telling you?
Mm-hmm. Trial and error.
Boy,
that's what I'm saying.
But I like it when it's natural. Like, I mean, some, you know, it's like some people like get stuck in a, oh, my ex-girlfriend like this, or my somebody I know like
you
this.
Don't
she
like
got
it.
A nut like this and whatever. And you come and pull all the moves on me, and those are none of my fucking spots. And I'm just there like, boy, can you just actually put some work in? A man with good dick knows how to read a woman, how to feel a woman, knows if he touching her like this is the spot, or he should adjust himself, adjust his rhythm, adjust his stroke, adjust
his
flow.
That's if a man with good dick cares. That's, you gotta think about that too. Nigga might not just care.
But some guys
but
actually
wait,
don't care about the
you didn't
person.
Describe no like real characteristics.
It's not to me. It's like, all right, we can get
it. Gotta be some certain characteristics that comes with good dick.
Motion comes with it. Stamina comes with it. Size comes with it. I'm not
does
gonna,
size come with it?
Oh,
I've seen,
fucking course.
I've seen
listen,
a lot of girls commented already say size doesn't matter.
Size matters to an extent. Because, like, the girls, you can have a big dick and just not know how to feel me out.
Exactly.
You can have a small dick and just
tickle your clit.
Just, yeah, but, like, you, if we got some workable, because, you know, some depending on our size and our walls and our experience and our mileage, these things.
Yo, even mileage, things, hoes got tight pussy.
Well,
I'm gonna kill that room.
It depends, like, how you are built physically. Got some girls that get super fucking wet. And, like, if you have a certain size dick, like, she could have a
slippery.
It's a slippery slope.
Slippery
like we all build differently, but if you get a nigga with some good dick, he will know how to work that middle. I'm just saying.
So it has nothing. Well, you said it does.
It's not 100%. What about the girth thing? Girth, of course.
I don't know. Yeah, nobody said girth.
I'm a girth girl.
I heard stamina.
I
don't even know what
girth is. I like curves too.
I'm gonna be honest with you.
The roundness.
Girth is like the width.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we gotta say
girth sounds nastier. You don't see the girth. Lord, you know what I'm saying? So
I'm just saying, like, I'm not 100% on the physical, but I like somebody who could feel me out, because I've had sex with people who had people. Wow.
What?
I've had
sex. That's right. People, communities.
Cookie, like, yeah, what?
People, communities talk about it, but.
And you're so stupid, but. For me, I've had sex with somebody who had not that big of a dick, but the sex was really satisfying and really good, because that person knew, like, they were really feeling me. They knew who my rhythms were. Like, they picked up my spots. They know if they go to the left or the right, like, where the sky
could you
go?
Could you
like, yeah. Like a person just
could you confuse you. Good dick with just falling in love with somebody and you just appreciate and like they did?
No.
That like how would a man
that fucking happened.
I know this is why I'm
lie.
Up here, baby. That's
there are a lot of this. Girls out here putting up with whack sex because they love
they
a nigga.
They put up with it, but that don't mean that it's good. Cause they're telling their friends
I know a nigga that stopped cheating because he had sex with his chick and another chick was so horrible. The chick played him. He was like, I'm done.
Because
his girl liked his girl liked his sex. Then he went. Cause he thought he was the man, cause she hyped him and shit was corny.
Boy, why you think mad girls after the breakup? His dick after that. Was little anyway, because she knew his dick was little from the jump. She wasn't even liking it. But as soon as the nigga fucked up,
I feel like that's like okay. I don't think that that's appropriate, cause if you stay with him the whole time, like his dick was little anyway after they break up. I feel like that's whack. That's like
personality.
Not for nothing makes her look bad though.
It does make her look bad. It's like, all right, but
sex is only like 80% of the relationship.
80%? Actually, I
what? No way. Yeah. It's bigger than
1,000%. Maybe for men, out of 100%. For me, it's only like literally. I mean, then again, that's a big 15% is a big deal. Like,
out of 100, yeah. I would say it's about 30%.
You only go 30% in a relationship? No, we talking about sex in a relationship.
See, to me, I'm a 75, bro. Like,
this what you fucking me? Talk to the community. I talk to
75%, y'all know how I'll give it up.
I'm gonna leave 80. It gotta be at least 80. Cookie, listen.
But if it's good, of course, if it's good, you're gonna want it. But I don't feel like that makes the relationship.
Yeah, I feel like you can teach.
It doesn't make it, but you're not gonna be. You're not going to be satisfied in a relationship with a man that doesn't satisfy you sexually.
That's true.
I'm saying,
but it's all about communication.
Even if he treats
like
you like a prince. Like, no.
You can't.
Some dudes you can't teach.
Yes, you
first
can.
First of all, you can't
they
teach.
They can't get it. Okay.
Wait. Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, I got this. You know what I'm saying?
Because
I'm the only man up here, so I got to hold the shit down. You can't teach size, right?
You can't.
You can't really
teach motion.
You can't really teach stamina. Man, I got to teach yourself.
All right, but stamina, you could have all the stamina in the world and whack dick. Like,
all right, and you could.
Be sitting there,
and how you going to teach? How you going to teach a minute man? As soon as he get inside,
it's
you're
all about
over.
Manipulation, baby. It's
but
all
can
about
you manipulate his dick not to come?
No.
Ain't nobody can manipulate me to make me
first
not come.
All,
I can come when I want. I got mind control over my dick.
Got mind control over Devo?
Yeah.
Okay. But I do. Like she said. I mean. It can be taught. I don't feel like it's always girth. I feel like it's the motion. And Tanya said, it's about like knowing, feeling it out and knowing how a woman, like just knowing what works and what doesn't work.
Exactly.
It's like kissing. You're not just going to go and just try to swallow somebody's mouth or pause, but like you're going to go, you're going to feel it out. You're going to go with the motion. You're going
to
go with
you
it.
You ain't going to feel it out when it's sexual. Like when it's sex and kissing,
you're
just going to be
so
nasty.
You don't understand. You're talking to three women.
That's what I'm talking about. That's why I'm happy here.
We think completely
different.
So you like, I gotta teach this nigga how to kiss.
No,
he try to swallow my tongue.
It's not as like how to kiss, but it's not how to kiss, it's how to kiss me.
Yeah, exactly. Because you might have kissed her like that.
This is different.
That's why I just give pounds, man.
What?
Fuck out
of
here.
Oh my God.
Give everybody the same pound.
No, but this was really an argument on my Facebook one time. You know, like I love making motherfuckers argue.
I like this shit.
And we were talking about how important I think the topic was something around being in a relationship but having bad sex and being single and having good sex. And a lot of people saying they preferred a relationship with bad sex because nobody wants to be lonely. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Ain't no way you can have a long, sustaining, happy relationship if the sex is bad. People say, oh, sex is not that important. Yes, it is. Sex is overrated. Yes, the fuck. No, it's not.
No, it's
like,
not.
Sex is important. important.
It's not. To certain people, because clearly Sky only thinks like 9%.
Sex is how you...
It's all right. No, a lot of people is not sexual.
I'm talking about of the whole entire relationship. Even if you try to tell me 75%, then you might as well be single and just have good sex.
That's not true.
Because if a man's not... There's so many other aspects of a relationship. There's stability.
I agree.
There's drive. There's laziness. There's like... There's so many components of it that sex is literally... 15% is a big chunk of the entire
It's not really...
If you break 15%
is too low. Because that if it was only 15% in most common relationships, when things go bad, people will book it.
Yeah, but it's
good
like,
sex can keep you in a bad relationship for a long time. That's because sex
But this is what we mean
big.
That it's... But then you're it's in... Bigger. In all right, but you, is that just because it keeps you in a relationship for a long time? Because
it's,
mean...
it's a big part of the relationship.
But then you don't have a relationship. You just
why?
Have
because
sex.
We have great sex and
no,
then we can be friends
sex,
after that?
Everything, no,
you're
that's
probably
not what you're
cheating
saying.
At that point, but you're saying because the pussy's good. That's what you're doing.
Exactly.
If the pussy good, I can't be cheating like
you're
that.
You're lying. That's
I don't.
A lie.
First of all, I'll
that's
speak for all the men.
Goddamn.
Men don't cheat on women with good pussy.
Huh?
That's a lie.
You know those girls I got cheated on. My pussy good.
That's a lie. Men don't cheat on.
They don't. Every man I talk
that's
to, all my friends, once they get good pussy, they don't cheat.
And I have a whole bunch of male friends, and I know a whole bunch of male friends who sit there and talk about
they
how
lying
good
to you,
his girl pussy
I'm telling you the truth.
But he out there doing
yeah.
this, and he
no.
out there doing
Lago
that.
Lie, tell you the truth.
Men are in the jungle.
Lie,
gonna
tell you the truth.
They're hunters by nature, and they're going to always try to see if there's better out there. That's why your
that's
man
not true.
Will go and have sex with somebody, and it was whack, and he's like, damn, you know what, I fucked up.
His ego was crushed.
Yeah, because he was like,
his ego was crushed
because
his shit was whack.
Something that wasn't there. Like, that
don't exist. Shouldn't have made him feel his girl shouldn't have made him feel like he had it like that and he didn't. Y'all gotta
but
stop lying to niggas.
Accepted him for who he
yeah,
was.
Yeah, don't accept.
She probably
don't lie
did
to
make him.
Him
feel like that. She probably just wanted
don't lie
him
to him.
They were in a relationship.
Don't lie to him. He went out there and embarrassed both of y'all now. Cause now she gonna be laughing at you and him like you got this whack dick nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Pass the motherfucking
someone
penis.
Said, someone in my life said good.
Just pass
good
the penis this way.
Penis.
That's all I'm saying.
They don't know what they talking about. They tell me their own show.
I will. All bullshit aside, sex is important. I don't care.
Sex is definitely important. I'm with you on that one. It's 2-2,
yeah,
but
yeah, I think it's 2-2.
We're gonna get to the next. Let's get to the next point on this good dick topic. Have you ever been dickmatized? You know, that's like if y'all don't know what dickmatized is, basically doing something out of the ordinary for a man you didn't love. It was just straight sexual. So who started? You started. I know you've been dickmatized. Talk about how
much. Like,
talk about how Shaba did you.
Stacey Kenny picture right now.
Talk about how Shaba did you.
Shahu?
Shaba.
I'm going to say this.
First of all, have you been dickmatized?
No.
Oh, shit.
Me neither. Never.
Ask about me, bro.
I heard
ask
about you.
Ask about me.
I heard about
because,
you already.
Like, for me, like, as much as I enjoy sex and as much as I enjoy like sexual connection with somebody, like, I'm all about the complete overall picture. Like, and if there's shit that's lacking, no matter how good the dick is, I will tell you, you got some bomb dick. I love the sex, but this shit right here is not popping. I've seen my friends do some
you
bullshit.
Never been dickmatized, bullshit.
I've never been dickmatized, bro. Ask about me. Listen, I've never been dickmatized. I put it on my life. I put it on my parents. I've never been dickmatized. I'm
you
proud
never did
to say
nothing crazy for a nigga you just was fucking.
No. Fuck out of here. Yeah. Boy.
It might be a Caribbean.
Comment, y'all. Comment y'all dickmatized Tanya.
I'm not Caribbean, but I've never been dickmatized at all.
You never been?
Never.
Never. But you just started having sex with guys.
First of all,
so. You can't even talk about
first
it.
First of all, am I the only female here with kids?
Yeah,
I am, right?
Experience.
Oh, okay, I have two.
See, look, she has two kids.
Thank you.
Oh,
you have
kids?
Yeah.
My sperm work.
Gay. Everybody thinks I'm lying. What the fuck? Sorry.
Yeah, you are lying. And what, you never been dickmatized either?
All right, I'm going to be 100% honest with you. You can ask my man, no.
How am I ask your man if you've been dickmatized? Yo,
first of
he
all,
don't know? All
right, wait, tell me. He does know because
no,
it took
don't.
Him a long time to even get me, like, in a zone of wanting
that
to be wanting to be around him. That's A. B, he was so used to bitches being dickmatized that he thought it just came natural, right? So
I'm not about
you know
that.
What it is? I don't think you can get dickmatized if you really believe in the power of your pussy. And I'm gonna be honest with you. And that's just what it is.
That's like, bullshit.
I know it sounds crazy, but I had like
So none of y'all got dickmatized before.
Never. I never did anything crazy.
You can't even say action man because
I'm gonna say this.
Normally you get dickmatized probably by somebody it's just a sexual relationship. It's just going down, but you willing to jump out the window for him, he actually do something, you really gonna do it.
Never. Fuck. No.
Never. Y'all lying.
You're not my nigga. No. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
You're not my nigga. You get
not my man, not my problem, yo. That's
sex
in the Bible.
Sex is sex at the end of the day. It don't matter how good it is. It doesn't matter how good it is. Sex is sex. You learn how to separate.
I'm really trying to think
from your emotions.
No, never.
I have cared for somebody. I checked for somebody. But I ain't freaking Max, not my car. Mm-hmm. I ain't paying for my
You never co-sign any nigga
car.
I'm
not messing up all my friendships because this nigga, get fuck out of here, you crazy.
Well, someone said only weak bitches get a car.
Who that? She ugly. It don't matter. No, ain't weak bitches get
or young
get
dumb bitches.
You know what's crazy?
Like,
you know, listen to me. I want to say this.
Bitches, all right, chicks get dickmatized all the time, but that doesn't mean that we got dickmatized.
There's no way it's three for three up here. Somebody got dickmatized.
Well, have you dickmatized a girl before?
No, I don't. My dick is white. I don't have no shame in my game.
I think a lot of it has to do with like the woman and how she feels about herself and her confidence. Because a lot of women think that once they have sex with a guy, like, that's where he's supposed to just get locked in and stay with
you
her
could
forever.
Be a confident I'm woman and still meet a man who just string you out. Everybody has a
I
drug that...
I'm talking about falling in love.
I'm talking about falling in love with a nigga dick.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but you're falling in love with him.
Yeah, you're falling in love with him because he has good
he's
dick.
He's a part of the
not,
dick.
Exactly, but my thing is, you're not just... Oh my God, like I'll do anything just to have that dick. That means that you're insecure in my
wait,
like you're not confident
say,
in yourself.
I agree. Like I
that
I
means
say,
that you're
look,
not confident in yourself.
The man is of course a part of the dick. I mean like a nigga that's not your man, y'all hang out, he dicks you down crazy. That's what I'm talking about. I ain't saying like, oh, I just don't need your dick. I just wanna suck it. Nah, come on, don't just talk like that. I'm talking about a nigga you fuck with. Puts it on you anytime.
If he put it down, he put it down. But that doesn't mean that I'm gonna.
But
like
look, listen.
I'm not asking on my
list
card for you. All right,
look.
It's a dick.
All right, now if it's just dick, right? Boom. A nigga you fucking, he fucks your shit up all the time, right? Listen, yo, my car got towed. I need $500.
Damn, I feel sorry for you, nigga.
You can't hold me down.
You ask your mom.
Huh?
That's not what I'm here for.
I would be like, that's crazy.
Yeah, right.
That's see crazy. This, yo. I want all the men. Yo, all the men you be getting. All the men.
Like a chick.
That's how you feel? You want to do the same thing too?
I've done it before. That's not dickmatized. It's just the person I am.
Like
no, my friends could do that. Any random friend could do that to me.
I ain't talking about friends. I ain't talking about you got friends. No
sexual relationship. But I'm saying, like, if somebody come to me in a spot and I know I can help them, I'm going to help them because that's who I am naturally. But it's not because.
Now you Mother Teresa.
First of all, you coming to me.
I'm motherfucking Mother Teresa. Ask about
we just having sex. That means that you're trying to use me. Like,
why that means I'm trying to use you?
Because you're not. We don't have that type of. We don't have that type of relationship. We just.
We don't have a type of relationship where I can ask you for money.
No.
And you know he could probably be good for it.
What?
He could be good for it. He just ain't got it. All right.
So then that doesn't like. Then we're not just having sex. Then.
Yeah, we just having sex.
If we're just having. No.
I'm saying we hanging. But we having sex.
Why are you asking me for? If we're just having sex, you shouldn't even be asking me for $500.
Man, chicks act for cat fear. I ain't supposed to give cat fear. No more, yo, niggas, don't pay for the Uber. You
yeah, I ain't
fuck them, don't pay. Don't.
I'm just saying, the person I am naturally, if you come to me and say you're in a spot and I know I'm able to help you, I'll help you. That's just who I am. Like, ask any of my random friends.
Nah,
they
money, I'm not giving you no money. Now, wow. if I got my own apartment and you need somewhere to sleep, no problem. Like, yeah, sleep over. Like, that's fine.
Why you wanna give
I'm
money?
I'm not giving you no money because that means that I'm helping you and then exactly. I don't need your help no more. So
if
you just getting dick.
If you ask
me, you can get money from him.
That we have some type of connection. That means that, like for you to just ask me, like, we just having sex and for you to just ask me, that means that you're trying to get over on me. Like, because we don't have, you're not my man.
Dick. Like,
I'm not your
not
girl.
So it's just like dick in the glass. Psh, break the mercy.
You better go to his female best friend.
Exactly. You better go to your mother.
Somebody did that to me before. Like, they really had their car. They had the situation. Like, we were sleeping with each other. It was nothing crazy. I didn't have no sort of feelings like that for him. He hit me. He's like, yo, I'm in a bad spot. I need like $250 to do something. I was like, all right, come on, I got it. He gave me back the next day, but I mean, I didn't read too much into it because, like,
you shouldn't, because that's a nigga you have emotional connection, right?
It was not a fucking emotional connection. We were fucking. But it's like, I always feel bad knowing that somebody could in a bad spot, and I know I can help
them. And you could have helped them,
right? And I don't do, because I believe in karma too much. Like, I'm like, suppose what happens to me one day if I'm in a bad spot.
I'm not asking him.
Well, I'm...
like, you know what I mean?
True.
Yeah, I asked my mother before I asked for my dad. Like, somebody that's close to me.
Well, your mama ain't got shit.
Then I figure it out and I make it happen. I'm going to say this, though.
The reason I helped him was not because of the dick. 100% it wasn't because we were fucking. It was just, that's just who I am. I was like, I had 250 laying around, had that.
Let's get to the next part. Y'all lying asses. Ain't nobody been dickmatized up here lying. Y'all need to drop comments. Somebody dickmatized. Somebody got a little.
No, they drop the comments.
Michael Kors watch out of these one of y'all chicks or something.
Never.
A lot of women say most men with good dick is connected to an ain't shit nigga. How accurate do you feel this statement is?
Wait,
I'm gonna start with Scott. Wait. Most niggas with good dick is connected to an ain't shit nigga. So is that, like, you know,
like
most
he ain't shit. He got
most
good dick.
Most men's be like, yo, chick got good pussy, she crazy. Mm-hmm. So on the flip side, I always hear, if nigga got good dick, he ain't shit. So we gonna start with.
I got a theory.
You always got theories.
I got theories.
Fucking immigrant shit you got going on.
Oh my god.
I want to hear what Sky got to say. Do good dick and ain't shit niggas go hand in hand?
I don't think so. I'm gonna tell you why. I feel like men are just phases type of men, and it might just not be you. Like, he might just not want to be a shit nigga for you.
Facts.
Like, and that's just what it is, right? You might, you
D-Ray dropped the beat. Facts. That's fact. Like, and nigga get his life together,
that's
man.
That's just what it is. It's like, yeah, in your experience, he might, good dick might be attached to somebody who ain't shit, but he just probably wasn't ready for the type of woman you were, and you couldn't realize that, so you kept fucking him because it was good dick. Mm-hmm. And that's just what it was. Like, but he might be a great person to the next girl that, and gives her great dick as well. So it just is in your experience. I have had different experiences with, like, you know, like, so I can't say, like, I feel like throughout the 20s, men ain't shit anyway.
No,
so.
I'm saying, like,
they all ain't shit.
So, no, we not. We ain't gonna do that.
Once they hit 30, I'm up they here. All right. But, like, you know, like,
20-year-old men is good too.
Nah.
That's another topic. I'm gonna write this one down. Right, we gonna touch on that one.
Nah, they still got a lot of grown.
Women got grown to do too.
Yeah, but by the time we 25, our eggs are already like kind of like, all right.
Y'all already pregnant already.
Nah, so get your life together. No.
I'm not yet. Like some, you know, like it just depends. Like you might be in love and have a baby, sure. Like, but most men still desire more things, like, you know, and I'm a firm believer in them getting it all out of their system before, you know, they really settle down. So
that's a good topic. We're gonna touch on that one. We're gonna further elaborate on that one, but
oh, you don't know my name? Really?
Whatever. Good dick ain't shit. Connected?
It might be true.
What?
I would say it might be true. Wow. I mean, I've had an experience where, you know, I'm dealing with somebody, and
you are.
I had an experience where I was dealing with
past
somebody.
Tense.
Past tense. Yes. Focus.
And,
I'm trying to understand. She was still like, guys.
They weren't shit. You know what I mean? They weren't shit. But you got some niggas who don't have good dick and they ain't shit either. So,
you can't be a double negative.
I could be a double negative.
There's no niggas walk around with bad dick and ain't shit.
Is. But they think they dick
think
is good.
They think they have.
Shame on y'all ladies for, shame on y'all niggas.
You know what I mean? They might dress well. Shame on y'all ladies. They might have a good personality and they're whack, but girls deal with them just because, you know what I mean, of what they come with. So, but, I would say that might be true.
So we got one disagree, one agree.
One agree, disagree, agree.
You are the icebreaker.
What you think, Tanya?
What do you think, Tanya?
I don't think it's 100% true.
Yes!
But what I'm going to say is, I think that usually stems from girls who have make-believe relationships in their head. So you start having sex with somebody, it's whatever, whatever, and then you start dealing with them. This person is not your man. They're not obligated to you. They're not locked into honoring you and treat you a certain way just because you're having sex. A lot of women feel just because they're having sex that they're supposed to just get girlfriend like treatment, a girlfriend like time and activities and gifts and trips and whatever, whatever. And then when that's not happening, when he's not answering your phone on time, when he's not calling you a certain time, he's not FaceTiming you, he's not texting you back fast enough, he ain't shit. Like Sky said, sis, it ain't you.
Well,
sis.
I ain't shit because
he ain't shit
because I'm not texting you back.
Boys, yeah, you
wait.
Yeah.
The
nigga, you took the
minute.
One thing I said that entire freaking exactly. statement, the one line. But I'm just saying, like, not for nothing, a lot of women feel just because they're having sex, they've got to the point where they're having sex with somebody. It's like, okay, this is it. Like,
just because you're having sex with a person don't mean you need a text back.
But we know this. Everybody on this table is grown enough to accept this, but a lot of people can't do that. Because they're like, oh, I'm giving you my body and it's a spiritual connection of my soul and shit. Text me back. Listen, no sis.
No sis. Because I'm giving you my body too.
It ain't fucking useless. Women, take the dick and go.
Yeah.
Just take the dick and go.
I'm giving you my body too. Don't be putting your little pussy on a pedestal.
My body.
Yeah.
My body.
I'll let you get my soul in my body, and I'm saying we connected.
Everybody.
Exactly.
I had sex
so
in
would
3
you
months.
Feel away if you had sex with a girl, whatever, and you feel like y'all connected, and you text her and she don't text back?
I don't care.
That's why.
That's why you text because.
She do that for like 2 weeks straight. You gonna start.
First of all, I'm not. First of all,
I gave her good dick. Is that right?
That's a young boy. First of
all,
at the end of the day,
that's a dude with an ego.
No,
that's
not a dude with an ego.
And even if you
first of all, hold on, ain't no ego. Stop cutting me off. Wait. Listen. Listen,
then
first of
all. All your posts on Facebook, all your pictures on Instagram. Like,
she unliking it?
This bitch texts me back, double tap. This bitch texts me back, but she on Facebook.
She on
Instagram. She watching Brown Holy Water, but the
first
bitch
of all, this is what any real nigga. If I already fucked you and I text you, you don't hit me back, it's all right. And if you curving me, that's even better. You could always unfollow me, but you can't unswallow me. That's how I go. Yeah. You know it. It doesn't matter. You can block me. You can unfollow me. If I fucked you,
suck my dick.
Suck my dick. I fucked you. There's nothing you could do. Philosophy.
You
can unfollow me. Is she bad? I don't. Is she bad? Don't matter.
That's
for every bad bitch is a nigga tired of fucking her. Remember that.
Exactly.
Remember that. So I don't care about you. You can unfollow me, but you can't unswallow me. We had our time. It's over. I'll be good. The
time
fuck out of here. Two
time
weeks
out.
Later, I'll find somebody else,
hold
but don't
on,
talk
but
to me.
But you saying that, but this
what?
Is after she didn't text you. Now,
it's all good.
You
text
saying
me.
All of this after she didn't text you. You saying it's all good. Don't text me because if you can't,
it's
like,
all...
she swallowed me, whatever, whatever, whatever.
Not
that's
whatever.
That's ego thing. That mean, that's because you saying all of that because she didn't text you.
That's not true. I'm just telling you that you can't phase me because you don't hit me back. You cutting the problem out of my life. If I fucked you already,
yeah.
I'm already
yeah,
done with
time.
The battle. We ain't got to build
right?
no relationship.
Situation, right?
Yeah, what?
Okay. So what about her made you feel like you like what about her made you text her back? Like continue cuz you had to have some sort of consistency in order to get in that situation. So what about her? What was it?
I want
to
hit again.
You always lying.
First of all, if a nigga has sex with you and texts you back again, he want to have sex with you again. Especially if y'all not in a relationship.
Right, all right, but y'all not
don't
in a
mean he necessarily liked you already.
Okay.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
Listen, it's three women. I'll be the unfiltered truth up here, all right? I'm telling unfiltered truth. So
you mean to tell me she don't text you back?
Yeah, if she don't text me back and I fucked her, what do I care?
You saying all of this for men. Trust me.
Men's
going to tell y'all some bullshit.
And you
going to
tell your friends some bullshit.
I'm talking to the world. I'm telling y'all.
As a man,
what you want?
Shut up. Y'all need that confirmation that, like, y'all need that. Like closure, for lack of a better term.
Men
y'all
don't
closure,
need closure.
Fuck out of here. Y'all need that closure. Know that. Listen. I fucked her and it was good. If you fuck somebody.
Yeah, let me hear.
And this person disappeared into 10 fucking years. You ain't got no follow up after that. You ain't get no
and
hair.
You
I'm home.
Fuck her.
Shh, watch this.
Watch this. Watch this.
Listen, it will rub you wrong. Like you,
Chuck,
I don't care how. I don't care what you say.
You
I don't
you
care what
no,
you
no,
say.
I'm going to tell you. Nah, because it's real shit. I done had amazing, passionate, overnight, one night stands, and didn't even ask the bitch for her name. I don't give a fuck. If the sex is that good, why did I want to keep in contact with her?
It's a one night
stand. It wouldn't be a one night stand if I exchange contacts and stuff like that.
But
it's a one night stand.
Goes by a different
rule. I do don't care.
All the men in the comments agreeing with you.
Because I'm telling the truth.
All
right. Three women. Y'all don't want to hear the real truth from the dude?
The difference is that is a one night stand, right? However, if you've been peeping somebody, stalking her Instagram page, she's a beautiful girl, you actually like everything about her, you kind of crushed on her.
You lining up that kill.
You crushed on her. And then you fuck her, and she got good pussy, and you like, damn. And you hit her back, and she ain't text you back. You cannot tell me that your ego ain't a little shot.
Yep.
Thank you, Scott. When your friend asked her what happened, you're like, nah, his dick was back. I ain't texting him back. And I said, your whole shit.
You might try to hit my ego.
She might be in that. You might be in the chat.
I just fuck one of your friends and I make somebody.
Wow.
That's your ego right there.
So
nah. You clearly care.
Why am I crushing on someone I just know of social media?
No, people do that. That's how you meet people.
Get the fuck out of here. I'm gonna fuck you. If you don't hit me back, I understand what it was. It's social media? You little dotty dot.
Fuck out of here.
Little Eastern Parkway dotty dot.
Eastern Parkway.
Alright, man. Anybody else got some more to talk about this? Because we about to leave off this good dick topic. We gonna never touch on it again in Brown Holy Water.
Because
it's gonna be two men here. It's never gonna be three women again. Like running like this. Anybody
like
else got something?
And you sound really immature.
You sound immature.
You lying.
No, lying.
That's a dude.
Lying.
That's a dude or girl.
Girl.
Tell her DM me. Find out.
Why
I will never talk to her
lying.
Again. I don't need to talk to you, girl. I'm crazy. I ask you to the next topic, though.
Men don't care.
You still going?
No,
I care.
Men are conditioned to be rejected. They don't care. They do care.
Men don't care.
All the time. I've seen the emotion.
You ain't around a real niggas.
They care. I'm around a lot of
we don't care. Niggas. We don't care.
Y'all care.
All right, what's the next topic?
Yeah, good. I'm about to say some real brutal shit. But I said, let me hold it back.
Yeah, hold that back.
Because we Brown Holy Water family here. Cookie downstairs. I want to beat me up with his little shit. I don't need none. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get jumped tonight. We're going to get to the next one. We always touch on dating. It's another part of dating. We're going to talk about taking risks and dating or whatever. We're going to call it like dating 103. It's like, you know. Right. When are dudes with potential coming back in style?
Never.
Oh, shit.
No, I'm just kidding.
Baby, what you doing? Like, women, like, nowadays, women always tend to want a dude, house, car, good job. Mm-hmm. What happens to the dude that's up and coming? Like, the same way, wait, before, don't cut me off, woman. Don't cut me off.
I'm ready.
Before,
me first.
The dudes don't get the same respect as the women want to get. It's the women that grinds, go to school, like working this a little bullshit job. She want the like, yo, I'm trying to do it. I'm doing it. A man, meet me. Take me to the top. A woman don't want to do it on the flip side. So one of those type of dudes coming. Yeah, you meet a dude. He got the potential, but he's not there yet. Why these dudes are, like, why wouldn't women take the risk on these guys now? We ain't going to start with you, though.
No, because
Let me just
get this out of my system, okay?
I don't want you to forget.
I used to date dudes with potential before the age of 25. Once I reached 25, I said, no more potential.
Why is that?
Potential is not for sure. Potential is just what it is, potential. And potential could look really good. However, right?
You gotta help mold it as the woman.
No, because some people just can't be molded. Some people gotta learn on their own.
You just said you can teach a dude to have sex, but you can't teach a dude to get successful.
Sex is a very specific thing.
I know a nigga that went to college and graduated.
It's like so shady. Like, it's like, what? Like, oh, you got potential. But if you don't want to wake up at 8 a.m. every day to go fulfill that potential, and that's just who you are as a person, I can't mold that. I can't change that. Not to mention, people just got to learn on their own a lot of times. So, yeah, you might have potential. And I've been in a situation where I said, yo, he got a lot of potential, right? And I dated him. I was like, damn, but he don't got it yet. He got to grow on his own.
That's your fault. I'm wasting my time.
Like,
that's your fault.
He just got to learn his own. So you going to be wasting my time for the next couple years while I try to figure out how to grow your potential. Why would I do that? Once I did that before a certain age. Once I reach a certain age, it's like, all right, no, I can't build nobody's potential no more, because then I'm going to have to be a mother. I'm going to have to teach you how to treat me as a woman. Then I might have to teach you how to make sure you, you know.
So why is it okay for a guy to do it then? Why is it okay for a guy to see a woman with potential and want to build her up?
Y'all get paid more than we do, right? Y'all have more benefits in life, period.
I get $8.25 an hour.
A lot of times goes in terms of society and everything. So y'all already starting off with a foot ahead of us. So yes, it's a little bit more important, and it's okay for a guy to do it, because technically you getting probably getting paid more than me. You probably could afford to help me out a little bit more, and you probably have more friends, whether it be female friends, male friends, that's willing to be like, you know what, let me help her out, than we do. If we go to a guy for you, they're gonna be like, you ain't giving me no pussy, I ain't helping you. Like, sometimes, you know, so it just depends, to be honest. But I think it's easier for a man to help a woman than it is for a woman to help a man. It's more like,
so you important. Think it's easier for a man to help a woman?
Yes, in terms of potential. Not once you get in a relationship. I can help my man build his business, no problem. I've done it. I'm doing it, like, 100%.
But you're supposed
talking,
to.
When we talking potential, and I meet you and you just got potential, you might not have no job, no nothing. Now I'm
I ain't say no job. I'm saying all right, cool. Cool.
You ready to fight?
I've been through it. I already know what that is.
She's somewhere under 25. I don't know. How you feel, Danny?
I would date a guy with potential. But it's all about
in between jobs and stuff.
You have to have potential, but actually be progressing at the same time. Mm-hmm. It can't just be potential.
I'm saying, yeah, he got potential and progressing. So you willing to take that risk?
Yeah, I'm willing to take that risk. I don't have a problem with both of us building together. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm the type of person that I get it on my own, whether you're here or you're not. Mm-hmm. So regardless, I'm going to mm-hmm. hold my own. If you can't meet me halfway with your potential and we both are progressing at the same time, then you got to go. But if you have potential and you're actually like making moves and you're actually doing something with yourself, then we can see where this goes. We can take our time and see where this goes, because you got to get yourself together. I got to get myself together. So we figure it out. But I don't have a problem with dating somebody with potential. You don't have to be... You know what I mean? Well established and everything in order for me to date you.
That's good. You got a lot of points in the comments. The guys is kind of like you already. Some girls, but guys mostly.
Fuck you.
How you feel about guys with potential? Is Cookie already established or he got potential?
You ask him when he's fucking looking like, why you do this to me?
Nah, don't put me on the spot. I'm just saying. Talk in general. Yeah. We always talk in general.
For me, like, I'm a fan of somebody with potential, and I'm saying this from the perspective of I've dated people who are already established, and the way they started treating you was like, okay, well, you came along after I had all of this. Like, you don't value it the way I value it, and like, it's kind of like, I got this without you, so I don't need you to be around. On the flip side, you need a guy with potential. Like Daniel said, he has potential, and he's progressing. And it's going to sound weird, but I'm a fan of build a nigga. Build a bae, build a man, whatever you want to say it. Because, like, let's say you have 10 qualities of your ideal man. And you meet somebody. Let's say they got about 6. I will go for that person.
Yeah, but I don't know if that's potential or if that's already. Potential, I feel like, starts at like a 2.
Now I'm just saying, I'm just throwing random numbers out there.
A 6 is like a good.
I'm just throwing random numbers out.
It's over average, but it's still potential though. That's still potential.
I'm just throwing numbers. All right, let's say you meet somebody, you don't know them from a hole in the wall, but you start exchanging time and, you know, feelings and words and stuff, and you realize, okay, this person is on a path somewhere. I would risk that than try to run behind somebody who's already established, because that person's gonna have one, no loyalty to me whatsoever, other than the fact he likes me a lot. And I got to bank on the fact he likes me a lot, because motherfuckers like going back to their "you was with me when I was shooting in the gym" shit. They love it, especially when a man been through some shit and you were not there fucking with them. If you were not there during that time, they don't have a loyalty towards the way to the woman who was with them during their struggles. A lot of women like, oh, I need a nigga this. His mom should have done this. I'm not going to build a nigga. Like, you setting yourself up for a permanent fuckboy after 35. It's like, a lot of women are 35, 40, single as fuck because they want a finished product. You get a finished product. These niggas don't want to fuck with you because why? You weren't there when he wasn't shit.
No, because we just want to go get a white girl.
However, my thing is, I like watching somebody grow. I enjoy watching somebody grow. And then I get the chance to mold that person for me. Because people want...
People you gotta respect the process. Relation.
Yeah, like you have respect for the process. People want a finished product so bad, and
it's no fun.
There's it and isn't. It's like buying a ready made dress opposed to buying a custom made dress.
Buying the fabric and watching it.
Yeah, watch it put together. It lays on you differently than something you just buy and hope and praise it fits, because it's meant to fit almost everybody.
That's a
and
good average. Analogy, right?
You want to say like, give me a custom made dress. Let me get somebody who's a 5 or a 6, and I'll build them to my 10. Then I get somebody who's a 10. Now I gotta be on the shelf. Like, so is he gonna fuck with me or not?
On building them to that 10.
Well, that's a good question.
Good question. Very good question.
Don't
very
add
question.
Questions to my shit. But that's a good question. No, what's a good? That's a good question though. What's the time limit on?
I used to have a 2-year cutoff. That was a lot of.
Scott, you're real cutthroat on the low.
Yeah, I love her though.
You get one life.
She knows what she wants.
You too cutthroat. You too cutthroat for somebody who don't like sex.
All right, my thing is. I like to look.
Like
I like to look back on the timeline of progression and like see how fast you're moving, how fast you're changing, and that kind of gives me an idea of how far you're gonna move forward. People got different careers. Different careers got different life cycles and stuff. You can't hold everybody at the same time. Somebody could move a certain way in 1 year, and somebody could take 2 years to do it. I'm not gonna take the person because it took 2 years as somebody who's not as good as the person taking 1 year. But you have to be moving forward. I am not sitting here saying I'm gonna waste 3 years of my motherfucking life pampering and powdering somebody who's just not gonna move and get
that. Can I say something?
Hold on.
I like the process of us building each other. Not me just building you, not you just building me, but us building each other. That's how we become stronger. That's how the relationship becomes stronger.
I have a good question.
But I feel like the time limit.
Don't tell me, hold on. Wait.
The time limit is more, is you can see where a person is going while you're progressing. Like, to me, I feel like it needs to be an equal balance of like movement. So like, if I'm moving at a certain pace, I might be moving too fast for you.
True.
And you might be taking like, and you might be moving too slow for me. And this is where we're gonna clash.
Yeah.
Because I'm moving fast, you're moving slow, like, and we're gonna clash because I'm like, yo, come on, let's go, mm-hmm. let's go.
Hold
and
on,
you
let
like,
me ask
hold
a question.
On, wait, hold on. So that becomes a problem.
For all the girls like in the hood right now.
Oh
right?
God.
All the beautiful women in the hood holding down all these entrepreneurs and stuff. Like, what's the real
Yo, wait, I'm ready to answer this motherfucker.
What's the realistic time frame?
2 years.
Wait. for the unsigned rapper or the basketball player trying to make it.
I'm dating no motherfucker.
Because
rapper.
Most men in the hood, they stay out of trouble. They try to go to the studio. They try to grind. They try to do it. Now, I dropped my mixtape. SoundCloud hitting. I'm getting YouTube hits. Like, how long are you waiting for that potential? The rapper or the basketball player?
Listen to me.
There's a lot of them.
There's potential for a certain skill, but that doesn't mean you're just a lazy human being doing anything else. Like, there's some people who
want to be... I'm in the studio.
You want to be a rapper, but some motherfuckers have day jobs. Like, some people want to do certain things, but they have other things keeping them going and sustaining them. They're being realistic about life. And I just wait and I hope and pray for the day motherfuckers buy my CD for $10 and it pops. Like, that's just unrealistic.
Are you grinding?
Fuck out of here.
I'm at Pathmark selling my CD for $10.
Are you grinding? You live with mommy or are you grinding?
I live with mommy because I can't have my own place. I'm only selling CDs for $10.
But then that's the problem. I can't even play your CDs in my car no more. So you're going to have to sell something.
You got a fancy car.
Over here.
Yeah.
A lot of cars don't have
CDs. They got one CD and everybody car. Get out of here. You ain't got no exclusive what Maybach.
I go through this all the time and I'm going to... This is for anybody who's an artist.
They send you stuff?
Your songs on a USB. It's very important. CDs are really not played anymore and it's really a waste of your money and time.
I play CDs in my car.
Put them on USBs. Get a cool USB with your name on it. You know, they make them.
I'm going to go right to the app and get a Meek Mill CD right now.
The relationship has to be symbiotic. It has to be mutually symbiotic. We both have to be benefiting from it at some point in time. Other than that, it's just sucking one person dry. People are gonna get miserable. Like,
just
and not for nothing,
what?
I still you would hear something. Like, I mean, I still think I have where I am personally a lot of potential for myself and where I want to be, where I want to go. I won't want a man to look at me and be like, well, your potential's not as much as mine, or you're not moving as fast as I want to do, so
you're
fuck
upside,
out of here.
Right?
I'm a fat.
You know, like, because we look, it's also, like, move. You know, it's also subjective. Like, I don't know, but I'm okay with the potential, but you can't be a bum. You can't be just stagnant. I have to see growth and progress. I have to see you wanting help. I want to see you searching for solutions. I want to see you networking. I want to see you moving. I want to see.
2 years is all I got.
Yo, that's not what that is.
Nowadays,
I even got 2 I'm out the game, but 2 years was all I had back in the days too. So before 25, up until 30, you don't have no more than 2 years. Don't give nobody more than 2 years of your life with potential.
That's your advice.
If they ain't upgrade after two years, like you'll see it. You'll know. Believe me, I've been through it two times.
What if it is? What if it's like slow progress though? Huh? What if it's slow progress?
But then by the time I'm ready to have a baby, we can't afford it. I can afford it.
But like, so in that case, let's quantitize potential then, because. Like how I'm thinking is like how you describe, like I'm seeing you're growing and changing, but you're just not there where I know you want to be yet.
As long as you're progressing, that's how I feel. As long as you're progressing, potential and progress have to go together. It can't just be potential. It has to be potential and progress, or there are going to be problems because after a while you're going to be like, all right, so what's going on? Like what's happening? Like what are you doing? You know what I mean? Especially if you're helping somebody and they're just not getting it. So they have to go together. It can't just be potential. It has to be potential and progress.
PP.
Sky, is it
PP?
Stupid.
You got a PP.
Is it 2 years to get to the top, or is it 2 years to grow?
So it's like this. It's like, you know how you got, let's say you got a man, right? And let's say he got a job. And you know, you feel
ooh,
like,
two for two. A man and a job. Most women ain't got that shit.
So he already starting at like 4. You know what I'm saying? Because he's not like, let's say, the manager or the district manager at the job. Mm-hmm. But you know, if he works really hard in the next year, he can get a, you know. But you see, maybe he, you know, he don't wake up on time, he late. He got some strikes. Nah. He start to get strikes. You're like, all right. Hmm. Then problem. When you met him, he smoke. He start smoking and staying on the couch after work. Mm-hmm. You know, that for me, I'm looking at that, doing? I'm like, all right. And then I try to coach you. I'm like, yo, you should really, you know, do this or like sell these. Or you
3 months of that and I'm out this bitch. I'm then, sorry. 3 months of that and I'm out this bitch. I can't.
But he had potential when you met him because he had a good job and he had potential. But then you see the habits of why that potential has not gone anywhere. Mm-hmm.
But for me, that's not potential if you have bad habits. Like,
but you don't know potential, but you don't know the habits. You don't know the habits until you get to know them.
All right.
Or you think they're put in certain situations and you start seeing how they handle those things, and it's just like,
maybe
okay, now this potential, like the potential that you have, is just going downhill from here.
Not me.
That's the reason why it's hard.
I'm a big measure.
That's the reason why it's hard to like.
I'm a measure of work ethic. Like, I'm a fan. If you have a good work ethic, I could stand behind you easier than somebody who's just going to lay on a couch. Mm-hmm. So I'm saying, like, if I see you lack a work ethic, I'm gone. Like that is your make or break. Your make or break is your work ethic. No matter what you're doing, no matter what field, if you don't have a good work ethic, you're not gonna be successful.
That's
if you don't have a good work ethic, I am out the fucking door. Not even a year, sis. Not even 6 months. I am out this bitch. Like, no. No, I can't teach.
Yeah, you can fake it.
You can fake it.
Yeah, you don't even make it.
You don't make it.
Yeah, you don't even make it. You just keep faking it. Let me get to the second part. Of taking risk.
I think I'm gonna turn my live off for this one because I feel like this one's gonna be heavy.
Dating a close friend, yay or nay? Would you like risk a friendship to get into a relationship? I know I do this shit. I'm the ill. like, would you risk a friendship to start a relationship? And if the relationship didn't work, could you go back to being friends? So I already started. Don't talk.
Yeah, you started. I don't have no opinion on this one.
So I'm going to start on this side. That's a big risk to take right there. You got a good friend. Y'all mesh. Y'all cool as fuck. Y'all like besties. And then one day, you know, that nigga is cute. Right? You looking at him different. Brown Holy Water shirt fitting a little snug. You know what I'm saying? The hat pulling down low. You like, that nigga do it. You know what I'm saying? Would you risk that? And if it didn't work, could you come back to just being friends?
I wouldn't risk
speak
it.
On it.
I wouldn't. I personally.
You wouldn't risk a friendship?
I wouldn't risk a friendship.
For a beautiful relationship?
I would not risk it.
If
it's a beautiful friendship, I'm not going to risk it. Before
I cut you off.
Friendships are forever.
But wait before I cut you off. Now, I want to quote Sky on this. I want to quote Sky because she here. In a relationship, your partner's supposed to be your best friend.
That was what I said when my partner was sitting next to me.
You.
Where
Is he watching?
I'm kidding.
Is he watching?
Oh,
I'm
kidding. Shit.
But that's why I said it's true.
Yo! Scratch that.
It's true.
All right. All right. I ain't call her no more. Get back to you.
I'm kidding.
No.
I'm gonna come to the friendship thing.
Yeah, go. Answer the question. Me personally,
the way I am as a friend, and the people who are my friends will testify to this, the way I'm a friend, the way I value friendship, my whole friendship, it's something it's very special to me, and I wouldn't wanna risk losing that, because a relationship is hit or miss. We could be the best friends in the world, and my little personal vices, relationship-wise, you may not be able to deal with it. So now, like, trying to go back to the friendship thing is kind of like, yeah, I don't suck your dick and shit. Like, I don't know I could talk to you about me sucking other niggas' dicks now. So, but I mean, it's like, why would you taint something so pure? It's already so hard to get good friends, like in this, especially in this generation, have good, healthy, sound friendships. Me, my best friend, all the time. People see us together, like, yo, why y'all don't be together? We were like, no, like to damage this, to risk damaging this, is like for us, it's not worth it. We hear it all the time. Like, y'all have such a genuine love for each other. We see y'all make each other happy. Why y'all don't be together? I'm like, because this is the friendship people kill for. Why we want to fuck it up or risk fucking it up for something that just might not work out? I'd rather be him. I'd rather be there for him going through his shit than us fucking, then like 2-3 years now we have a damaged friendship. Now I lose the person that was by my side through all my shit, probably for the rest of my life, or have a tainted friendship. Now, as it comes to the relationship, it is important to be part of the relationship is to be your friend and to be a man's best friend. Like me and Cookie call each other our charges. Like, we've agreed that.
What does that mean?
Jamaican term. Charges your friend. Charges your homie. Charges
okay.
your
you gotta speak English on this show.
Fuck out of here, son. We'll bring subtitles next time.
Bring it. Up the budget.
It's like dealing with certain things, especially in relationships. Like, sometimes you gotta take yourself out of a relationship. Remember that you're friends first. And there are certain things, there's a certain resiliency that friendship has and relationship doesn't. You gotta sometimes take it back to the friend stage. And that's where it's important to be a friend with your partner. Like Sky said, that's my best friend.
No.
You know.
So, you wouldn't risk the friendship for a relationship?
I would not risk a healthy, beautiful, sound, wonderful friendship for a relationship. I wouldn't.
That's good.
I wouldn't do it. I can't.
How about you, Jenny? Would you risk that?
It depends on what. It depends on the type of person that I'm dealing with, or the type of friend that I have.
I mean, good friend.
I mean, I've had, like, a great friend. He was my best friend, and
y'all tried it?
Yeah, we had a baby.
Oh.
and we're still friends afterwards.
So you...
Right, she just threw a curve.
You wait. No, not really, because this is what the question is about. You had a best friend. Mm-hmm. Yeah, went into a relationship. How's the relationship now?
We're great friends.
That's dope. Yo, round of applause. Give a round of applause.
I mean, we've been through trials and tribulations, but our friendship was so strong that we're still friends. So, and it depends. And then I've had friends where they wanted to take it there and I didn't, because I did. I valued our friendship way more, and I knew that that person wasn't really for me, even though I might have been like, I might have enjoyed their company. I might have, you know what I mean? Like, we've went out and we were close. We tell each other everything. Like, I like things like that. I like to be able to tell you everything. But some people can't handle you telling them everything once you're in a relationship.
Mm-hmm. That's very true.
So, it depends.
Yeah,
it
don't tell me shit.
I I'll wait till she's done.
Yeah, but it just depends on the situation. So I can do it, but
you can
I
do
assess
it.
The situation.
So you
first.
About
I pay attention, I assess the situation. I know at that point I know that person. So I'm not gonna take a risk knowing that, okay, I already know you're too emotional, this is just not gonna work. But you got people who accept you for who you are, no matter what, flaws and all. So it depends.
It all depends on the friendship you already got built.
It all depends on the friendship.
But you wouldn't be against doing it.
Mm-mm.
Okay, Tanya's against doing it. You okay with doing it?
I'm okay with doing it.
Depends.
Depending.
Sky.
I've actually never really dated a friend. They've become my best friend, and that's just because I know what it is to have a best friend. I know what I want out of my relationship, but I've never just dated my best friend because
I feel like they're my best friend for a reason.
Wow.
Like, that they're supposed to be my best friend for a reason. I feel like when you get in a relationship, there's an attraction there. And I don't think you're supposed to have that type of attraction to your best friend. I feel like you're supposed to keep it... Oh, sorry. I feel like you're supposed to keep it to a certain level. You're not supposed to, like... break that attraction.
But what if it happens? Like, what if it happens?
When you do, then that's you accepting the fact that you're trying to elevate the friendship to a different level.
Yeah.
I don't know, once you have sex with a person, whether or not that can be your all-out best friend. Like, I don't have sex with my girl best friend because...
That's your girl best
friend. But see,
you said...
the same way, whether
we get back to your quote, because I was about to live by your quote.
My man is my best friend because I built him to be that. Not because we were best friends before that.
But when you... You just don't become best friends with somebody. You become best friends because of chemistry and who y'all are. Because
you share a lot of experiences, or you share a lot of stories together, right?
Yeah,
exactly.
But and somebody could just love you for the person that you are.
I didn't meet my man, and he said, "Oh, I want her to be my best friend." I met my man, and he was like, "I probably want to fuck her. I want to date her." So that was the original pretext. Trust me. Probably that was the original like statement made. Okay. So it was like, now for you to just say, he got with me based on the fact that he wanted to have sex with me. Based on the fact that he wanted to be with me or whatever it was. So that already wasn't a best friend thought. Now, there's people you grow up with that's your best friend. They didn't think about sleeping with you. Or maybe they say, you know, you look good, but they know, nah, like, she my sis. That's your sister. That's your your brother. That's you. I want to have sex with my brother. Like, that's how I see a best friend or a friend, period. I wouldn't want to change that because I know for a fact.
But childhood and the power of my pussy
is so heavy that you not gonna want to be my friend.
Sky over here pump faking. Yeah.
Not gonna want to be my friend. The first thing my man told me was that he wasn't gonna be my friend.
Of course not. He don't want to be in a friend zone. No. But he didn't meet you. He wasn't your friend. If you met somebody, boom.
But if you friend zone somebody, it's for a reason.
No, I ain't talking about friend zone. I'm just talking about a real friend, like somebody you knew growing up. Y'all seen each other develop into a beautiful... You develop into a beautiful woman. I develop into a handsome man that's handling my responsibilities. We meet on a different, whole other level, but we still remain cool throughout the time. Oh,
you're
saying, like,
it could be whatever. It's not, it don't got to be best friends. You're saying whatever friends.
Nah, like, good friends.
Y'all
like,
seen Love and Basketball. Y'all yeah, on some Love and Basketball.
Mm-hmm. Hello. Mm-hmm. Shout out to the black movies. Those are movies that, like, just like that, grew up with each other. Y'all was always good friends because y'all knew each other for young. But then, you know what I'm saying, you was doing your thing, he was doing his thing, and then one day it's like, yo, why did I never did this right here, and this makes sense?
I tried it one time.
You did try it.
I tried it, and I think it was the worst thing I ever did.
Oh, yeah, friends though?
No.
But it all depends on that.
So you tried it, and the friendship actually went down the drain?
In that context, yes,
it went down. Yeah, I mean, like, y'all was good friends.
Because you know what? Then feelings get involved, and you're your feelings get involved, and you see that person in a different light. Like my fiance, he's my best friend because that was what we agreed upon making sure the relationship was about, right? Now, when you start off as best friends and then you agree upon getting in a relationship, that's kind of like the opposite. So that person knows probably some of your biggest secrets, you without even like you thinking, like he ain't asked you to tell him that. You was just telling him because that's your best friend. Now you might not be able to tell him your secrets no more.
Yeah.
Because he might not be able to handle it. Like, a lot of men can't handle the truth, like you said. So you gonna see that guy might start acting different. He might start really, his feelings might be too much for him to
I don't know. I personally feel like a good friendship could definitely develop into a dope ass relationship. If you know who I am, you grew up, you know, like, certain things shouldn't bother you. Like, oh, that's just how La is. That's just, you know what I'm saying? You know my tendencies. You know my everything. Like, my personality. Certain stuff, like, a person will do, it shouldn't rub you the same way because you know who that person is.
Then what?
How can I hurt you if you know who I am? I mean, like, if I hurt you, if I do some real, like, yeah. I mean, like, dumb dickhead shit, I get it. But, like, on some regular, like, something that might affect somebody else, like, please, I already know who type of time.
No,
I already know who
he
is.
No. Once feelings grow, it changes.
Yeah, feelings been there, though.
It does, but you have to understand, too, if he's been that way, you should expect that. It doesn't change.
I'm asking you a personal question. Why aren't y'all, are y'all together right now? Why not, if you don't mind me asking? Like, what was it?
We grew apart, relationship-wise. Mm-hmm. Like, we just like realized that we just weren't good together.
And but that's what still, I don't want.
But listen,
let me explain.
They grew apart relationship-wise, but she said they still we're good friends.
Like, we're still friends, though. Like, the friendship never died. It's just us and that's in how it should be. We can't be in a relationship as a partnership, but we're great friends. Like, we're good. We need our space. You know what I mean? Like, we need our space sometimes. Sometimes he might get on my nerves and I might get on his nerves, and it's just like, I could go home. I don't have to deal with you.
And that's why you gotta take guys' trips. Back to last week.
I'm like, I'll see you tomorrow. And this morning, I'll be like, good, you all right today? Oh, all right, I'm just checking on you because, you know, you was in your feelings yesterday. I'm just making sure you all right. And we laugh about it, and that's it.
I mean, the stuff me and my best friend know about each other, I can't see us, like, going to a relationship and then, like, being okay with certain things.
Why? Because they okay with still being friends and cool with you now.
It's
a no judgment zone. So if I'm with you, I still ain't gonna judge you because you did everything before me. Now we with me. I mean, I'm sure you're not gonna do that shit with me.
That's
now.
True, but not a lot of men. I mean, my best friend's fine, but not a lot of men can shake that though. Like, shake a pass.
A lot of men can shake it. They're like, listen, if we already talked to respect, some dudes fuck with you and like you because the fact you're so open and free.
True.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? They don't like that prissy, oh, I ain't doing that. And you're like, yo,
the bitches that wake up perfect, right?
Yeah, nobody likes no perfect person. People like everybody likes a person who own their shit. You do something, that's what's wrong with the world. A lot of people don't own their shit.
Facts.
And that's why that's why niggas talk about chicks and stuff. You do something, you own it. Yeah, I met the nigga the other day, I fucked the nigga. I'm like, damn, girl, for real? That's dope. Like, you own it.
Throw it in your face, right?
No, but if you say it, you own it, that's who it is.
Nah, men will throw it in your face.
They get hoes who own their hoes.
Hell.
Yeah, they respect
you. I know a lot of guys like that. Like, yeah, she be getting around, but I respect it.
You gotta respect it if you own it. But when you try to act like you something you not, that's the worst thing, acting like you something you not. You telling me you ain't fucking like that, my man. 200 niggas hit. I'm like, what the
fuck? That's worse.
Exactly. You're like, yo, my nigga, I sent my niggas to hit. And then you gonna lie to me?
Don't
be lying to me.
It's a matter of, are you asking or is she just saying it?
Say it. If you my friend, say it. I don't give a fuck. Tell me. I don't care.
And you'd wife her still.
I would still wife her. I don't care.
Even if you wife a hoe, your friend.
Yeah, hell yeah, I wife a hoe. I'll wife a prostitute. I don't give a fuck.
Lying.
I'm for real. She tell me the truth. I know what it is. Long as none of my
Cookie
friends
not
hit.
With this shit.
See, I just said, even though she's
like, no, I mean, 60 random dudes hit, I don't give a fuck. If you was here and you only had two bodies on your resume, it was my best friend, I can't wife you. I gotta be with the 60 chick.
But you'll be with the girl who got 60 bodies.
Yes, and she more polished than you. She nasty than you, too.
She got experience.
I can't be with the person that fuck with my friend. Because now my friend going to be around. Yeah, I'll be with the girl who has 60 bodies but don't know nobody. I'm with that.
Okay.
Not saying you a hoe because you had.
No, it makes.
We don't ask body count. That's another topic. We don't ask body count.
We gotta do that. Do you ask body count?
Yeah, we don't ask body count, though. We don't actually care. We just actually sometimes it's to hurt our heart.
You should know y'all being talked about if y'all wife a hoe.
Nobody cares. If you wife a neighborhood hoe, but if I wife a chick that been fucked in every other borough except for mine, I don't care. If you from the building and you fuck three niggas in the building, then you a hoe.
Yo, fuck out of here. Once you happy, you happy, man. We got too much rules.
Everybody,
to this
listen.
Shit.
Everybody like, a hoe to somebody.
Love and love.
That's a
everybody
fact.
A hoe to somebody. Not everybody did some hoe shit to somebody.
Everybody had a.
Not to mention, men be lying on their dick a lot. Listen, at Brown Hollywood, we're not gonna bash men. Men do not lie on their dick. Women lie on their dick. I had my days when I was trying to defend this nigga. Somebody said they fucked me, I was like, no, he did not. I'm going hard. I'm like, you know what?
Any nigga say they fuck me now, I say I fucking back in my dildo. I want somebody to scandal me. Scandal me, please, bitch.
The lie,
that's
right?
Who I am.
Yeah, because
that's
you going to go crazy.
If you say you fuck me, I'm going to say I fuck you back.
Real niggas don't lie on their dick.
I loved it, too.
Real niggas, but niggas do lie on their dick.
All right, niggas lie on everything.
Now niggas lie on everything.
Then
they make it seem like the female was thirsty when they was really thirsty.
Yes.
It's like, come on,
what does that mean? Wait, thirsty by what?
Niggas be acting like girls. I'm sorry.
Hold the fuck up. We ain't gonna do this shit.
You know I
was acting like girl.
You know I go there.
You just started liking guys. Get out of here. This girl's Who gave her some high heels at the day party and now she's lit? That's your girl. Yo, take them shoes back, man. Put your Jordans back on. Come on my side, man. Get the fuck out of here, man. What you say about guys be thirsty though? What is
they
that?
Do. Nah, they do. So
thirsty
they
fuck?
So out many you. Stories like, oh, my, like, okay.
Wait, give me an example.
My DM shows me that guys are thirsty.
They ain't thirsty, they pursuing. Just because a nigga in your DM don't mean he thirsty, he pursuing. Stop. What the fuck?
That's thirst.
No, it's, hold up.
Drink your brown holy water. Go ahead, stop.
Because it's almost over. Go ahead.
I've heard men be like, so, let's say a female's in a relationship now. I've actually been in this conversation where a girl's in a relationship, right? And his homies, like, date her. Oh, my man's, like, my man was with her, fucked her, whatever. I was like, was he with her? Why didn't he keep fucking? Like, what happened? I don't know. He just said he fucked her. Okay, so, but she's in a way better relationship now. She's with a way better person, and he's wifing her and showing her off.
Wait.
So why is that even a thing? Like first of all, your homie don't even know what the context of the relationship was, but your homeboy probably just said, yeah, she was thirsty over me because now he see her with another dude, and he's happy.
Wait, do that all the time.
Love it. I kill that. Like, nigga. Okay.
Wait. Because we all topic. We won't touch on this. I'm not supposed to tell my friend I had sex with you because he's wifing you up?
That's what I'm saying. No, some type of way. Niggas will pretend like they had sex with a girl.
Not pretend if he had sex with you.
No, it happens.
It's even a territorial thing.
You might have been pursuing her. She might have kissed. You might have came over, told you niggas you was going over there to hang out with her. Y'all ain't fucked, but you... Yeah, we
Netflix
fucked.
And chill. No, niggas is
crazy. First of all,
I don't condone. But there's a lot of girls online that pussy too.
It wasn't about.
Let me girls what I'm here to talk about. They didn't suck my dick and love me down.
Oh God, shut up. Nobody.
How about the niggas that kill
20?
When you were like about, let's say 18? You not in your prime. You just
that's still a kill.
Shut the fuck up. Like you not.
If I kill in high school, still a kill.
Whatever. Like you not coming out. Then you get to 26. You glow the fuck up.
First of all,
now they want to talk about.
Niggas will drag that kill. Like
I fucked her when she was 18, though.
Like you're irrelevant, motherfucker.
I'm irrelevant because I fucked you when you were 18. Now
you
30.
You fucked me when I had you popping. Yeah.
My kill don't count.
Why wasn't she?
If that's the case. The bitch that took my virginity, I didn't fuck her. Because she's horrible. That bitch is trash. I did not have sex with that girl. Listen. I didn't fuck her. No, she not. She not. She's washed. That bitch is not affiliated with me. Because that bitch be flirting with me. Thinking it's going to go down again. I'm like, bitch, you will never have sex with me. I don't give a fuck. She is washed. She ain't never touching his penis again.
But why drag the killer? Okay, that's
she's dragging it.
No, shut the fuck up. You 35 and you in your prime. You making money and you famous. And you popping. You would never even touch this nigga, talk to him.
It doesn't matter.
Being his friends, like, oh, I fucked her.
Yeah. Hey, yo, at the end of the
day,
that's an ego. That's another
ego.
You are irrelevant. She probably doesn't know your goddamn name.
Even a nigga,
niggas get treated like chicks. Understand that, lie. You need to understand that we treat dudes like chicks too.
At the end of the day,
you gotta understand that.
At the end of the day, right? Because we got to wrap this show up. This is a dope show. And I didn't even get to the last fucking topic. Right, we gonna say that shit for last week. At the end of the day, though, even the nigga that took Beyonce's virginity, he fucked her.
Okay,
but we don't matter
who
when.
Exactly,
sir, you are irrelevant.
He's the man.
Who are you?
He's the man in New Orleans.
Corniest man alive because he must have this son why she ain't with him. He's corny.
No, he's not corny. Exactly. She's a little girl. It's a whole different lifestyle.
It's irrelevant.
My nigga, Beyonce's husband is worth $500 million. You can have sex with
him. I'm at where I'm at right now.
All right, let's get to the next topic.
Ain't no next topic. Where you going?
If the man she with now was more popping than all y'all, and y'all, you just take the L and be like, yeah.
I'm not taking the L because I still fuck.
Just say, I'm happy.
Why is it an L because I fuck and then you get butter? We gonna talk about
that. Why is it that y'all gotta say?
Stop dragging the body.
The same reason why girls gotta say, oh, that nigga was in my DM when I'm happy over here.
Nah,
why these bitches be telling these other girls
stop
out in the DM?
These low self-esteem
because
bitches.
I got a new girl.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Low self-esteem. Exactly. Y'all love quoting the broke women. Y'all love quoting the low self-esteem. Y'all love the bitches that actually got their shit together that's chilling.
Well,
y'all never quote us.
All right, yo, we
y'all
got to
never quote
fuck.
Us.
All right, stop talking. I'm done. My last word.
He's being emotional.
I'm not.
His ego is
he's being ganged up.
I'm not being emotional. I'm glad it's three women. There's no women that ever could call me corny. I had sex from 18 to 33. I don't care where the fuck you at in life. I don't care you married with 10 kids and happily a millionaire. You know, live, put it down. I ain't gotta say, if I say it now, I hit at 18, I still fucking hit. I don't give a fuck.
But if
you ain't gonna race me.
But if you bringing up an 18-year-old, like an 18-year-old
kid, sometimes I gotta do it.
You a cornball,
listen,
my nigga.
Sometimes
you gotta do it. You a certified cornball.
In high school, college, they still got history, right?
I don't care.
You still get full credits for it. I got my nut.
Sierra Killer 35, you a cornball. Let's wrap this show up.
Wrap it up.
Wrap it up.
We ain't even talk about unprotected sex, but we gonna wrap this up.
Yeah, we gonna bring that up on the next one, man. We gonna talk about all that. But yeah, let's wrap this shit up, man. Get these fucking girls out of the studio, man. Yo, what's up, man? Let me hear some shout outs. What you got, Sky?
I got August 20th, Stripping Fitness Party is on the Lower East Side. You can sign up. You can go to www.strippingfitness.com. Sign up for that. I'm also doing one in Rochester and Baltimore at the end of August as well. Then you can follow me, Skylandish on Instagram, Snapchat, Sky and Esther on Facebook. Yep.
Danny.
The rapper.
First of all, you're too aggressive.
Danny.
Shout out to everybody who's supporting. Shout out to everybody on my team that's watching and supporting Brown Holy Water. New music coming soon. Very, very soon. I'm excited. You can follow
Fellas, only give her 2 years to get her shit together.
I'm good. You ain't gotta give me nothing. I'm good whether you can or you not.
Whatever.
You can follow me on Instagram at your favorite tomboy. You see me in the comments. I think I comment maybe once, but you'll see me in the comments once I watch this over. So that's about it.
Tanya. All right, so I promise I'm gonna do small business shout outs because I don't have too much shout outs to do. So this week I'm featuring my good friend Dion Lycan. She's a bartender, certified bartender. She works in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. She does bachelorette parties, Christmas parties, birthday parties, all that good stuff. You want to book Dion? Her number is 862-571-7037. That's 862-571-7037. Dion, keep up the great work. I wish you all the best and all success. I am Bad Girl Tanya on Instagram, Bad Girl Tanya on Facebook, Bad Girl Tanya on everything else. Just Google me.
And this, yo, boys, put it on me now. Fuck it, I'm black now. Listen, handsome.
Wait, can I say 2-9-4-2-9-4-2-9-4-me? I wanted to say that.
Sure, that's me. I gotta give my boy a shout out. Handsome 15, Live Brown Facebook, Handsome 15 Instagram. August 27th.
It's the redemption.
The redemption. Two nines on me with two nines.
No, you said it wrong. It's 2940 with two nines on me. If you're gonna say
shout
it,
out to
it
my
right.
Man Black Success. He's in Bali right now. He on vacation. We got another Brown Holy Water brunch day party, August 27th. Get your tickets now. Y'all already know the tickets are cheap now. Are we going to raise it? Y'all already slow.
They got jerk chicken for my people.
We got Rasta pasta. We got jerk chicken. We got beef patties. We got red velvet waffles. It's lit. Boys, take us out. I just want y'all to know. And I'm like black. I'm going to beat up your boyfriend too. Fuck, we going to jump him.
Can I rap?
No, we're not going to rap.
Go, 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 go.
Danny just started liking guys. Fuck it.
Play it.
Let's go.
You ready? Brown holy water pouring out of the bottle. Like, share, comment, got it, and then follow. Black Lives. Yeah, that's the franchise. Pull up every Sunday at 7 and get baptized. Brown holy water pouring out of the bottle. Like, share, comment, got it, and then follow. Black Lives. Yeah, that's the franchise. Pull up every Sunday at 7 and get baptized. You ready? You ready? Pull up every Sunday at 7 and get baptized.